Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Vandy's Medical Center, where their focus is you. I'm being joined today live in the studios with Lori Foster from Vandy's Medical Center. Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too, Pat.
Glad to have you along on a beautiful July day.
It is a gorgeous day. What a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. At least we escaped all the storms and everything. We've been so lucky this summer.
We have been very fortunate. Yes.
Absolutely.
So we hope that continues.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're here to talk all about things known with yogurt today on our show this morning there, Lori. But before we go into discussing about yogurt and also low-fat items, we got some interesting things happening at Vandy's Medical Center, don't we?
We do. We're going to be talking about protein today and some great ways to incorporate protein into your diet. But of course, I have a few announcements to share. For those that possibly were not able to tune in with us last week or missed the announcement, I have to brag one more time. Vandy's Medical Center was awarded a 2024 Top Workplace Industry Award, and that was across the healthcare industry. It is a national award, and we announced it on the program last week. So very excited to share that with our listeners. Top Workplace Industry Awards celebrate organizations that have built people-first workplace cultures within their sector. The award marks them as an employer of choice for those seeking employment in the industry. And the Top Workplace Awards are based on feedback from a research-backed employee engagement survey. And we do thank our employees for participating, and we were thrilled and honored to receive this award.
So, yes, indeed.
We're going to be participating. We've got a couple parades still coming up, so I do want to mention that this Saturday we'll be in Stanhope for Stanhope Watermelon Day. And then, of course, we're wrapping things up with the Hamilton County Fair next Tuesday. And we're really going to be shouting out our Top Workplace Award and really all the awards that we have won recently. And so watch for us.
Wayne Cruz from Vandy's Medical Center at two parades last weekend.
One was in Stratford
and the other in Duncombe, I believe.
In Duncombe, you are correct. It's been a busy parade season and a fun one. So
cool.
It's hard to believe that we're going to be wrapping things up already.
Yeah,
I feel like summer just started. That can't be possible.
Yes.
I do have a couple other announcements I want to share. We are welcoming a new medical oncologist to our visiting specialist department, I would say, our specialty clinic department. Dr. Singh is joining us from Mission Cancer and Blood. He actually graduated from Gandhi Medical College in India in 2013. He completed an internal medicine residency at the University of Missouri in Kansas City, and then did a hematology oncology fellowship at Loyola University Medical Center in Illinois.
Chicago.
That's correct. He was a chief fellow during his fellowship training there. And prior to joining Mission Cancer and Blood, Dr. Singh practiced in Topeka, Kansas. So he is going to start seeing patients, like I mentioned, in our specialty clinic beginning August 6th. And we are now taking appointments for Dr. Singh. You can call the specialty clinic department at 515-832-7746. And I have had the opportunity to meet Dr. Singh, and he is wonderful. And we were just communicating even yesterday. He is very excited to get started here in Webster City and seeing patients. So we are thrilled to welcome Dr. Singh.
Indeed.
And then lastly, I want to give a plug. You better get signed up. The foundation is hosting their 9th annual golf outing. It is Friday, September 27th at Briggswoods Golf Course. We're going to get things underway at 12 o'clock noon. This is a 4-person best shot tournament. It is 9 holes, and we have several opportunities for sponsorship. We'd love to have you put a foursome together. Team sponsorships are at the $350 and $500 level. We also have whole sponsorships available, and we had some businesses join us last year out there on the holes promoting their businesses, giving out swag, and it was really a great time. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to want to get signed up. All the information can be found on our website if you go to www.vandeastmc.org. And I will say, we've really just gotten the materials out very recently, and we've already got 12 teams signed up. So it's filling up fast. We love that. But like I said, there are several opportunities to sponsor and help support the tournament. All proceeds do go back to Van Deese Medical Center and support patient care needs there. So again, mark your calendars, Friday, September 27th at Briggs Woods, starting at noon.
And be sure to mark the calendar for Tuesday, August 6th, because that's the day for National Night Out, of which Van Deese Medical Center will play a very important role with the Webster City Police and Fire Departments, Iowa State Patrol, Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, and many other agencies who are able to see the EMS ambulances there at the National Night Out coming up in just a few weeks there, Lori.
It is coming up very soon. And gosh, you mentioned several of the organizations and agencies that will be participating. Van Deese Medical Center will be participating as well. Mm-hmm. We do look forward to that. And I know the plans are underway, and they have been for several months, actually. So hoping for a great evening, good weather, and a wonderful turnout for National Night Out as well.
All right. Yes. Very good.
Yes, and I think we're ready to start into this program, and I'm okay. So excited.
Yeah, we'll carry on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, joining us this morning is our registered dietitian, Christy Zweifel, here to talk about protein, the importance of protein in our diet, ways to get protein into our diets, and we are going to talk about yogurt, share some recipes. Some of those proteins that people don't think about getting into their diet. So this is the kind of program I just love to talk about. Wonderful topic. So good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Well, yes, protein is kind of a hot topic right now. Recent health trends to increase protein in the diet. But protein is an essential macronutrient. Proteins found throughout the body in muscle, bone, skin, hair. Virtually every part of the body has protein in it or tissue. However, according to the Mayo Clinic, most Americans are actually getting plenty of protein in their diet. So, you know, we do have a lot of people that are really pushing to get more and more protein in the diet. So,
And there is where you can get too much. And
yes,
so
yes.
You want to be careful and know what the guidelines are
right.
And those recommendations.
Yep, and that's what we're going to talk about. The National Academy of Medicine recommends that adults get a minimum of 0.8 grams protein per kilogram of weight. So that's around 7 grams for every 20 pounds body weight. So an example would be like a 140-pound person would need about 50 grams of protein each day. A 200-pound person would need about 70 grams of protein per day. Now, there are many factors to determine how much protein is appropriate for a person. You know, gender is one thing. Men need more calories than women because they have more lean body tissue, so they tend to need more calories, therefore they need more protein. Activity level. You know, that person that is walking every day and very active, they're going to need more calories and more protein than a person that is more sedentary. Also, chronic diseases. You know, some people are actually burning off a lot of calories just to breathe, you know, if they have COPD or some other chronic diseases. So we have to think about that, too. They may need extra protein. People that have a wound that is not healing very well, or they need extra protein to heal that wound. So there's lots of different situations, you know, it's not one size fits all.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. So the National Academy of Medicine also sets a pretty wide range of acceptable protein intake, anywhere from 10% to 35% of calories each day. So that would equal about 50 to 175 grams of protein per day based on a 2,000-calorie diet. And where we get that 2,000-calorie diet is on your nutrition labels. If you see at the bottom, the information for the percentages on that food label is based on a 2,000-calorie diet because that's just kind of average. Women a lot of times won't need quite 2,000 calories. Men might need more. You know, a person that's really active might need more. So it just varies. But that's kind of right in the middle, that 2,000-calorie mark. Protein is easy to get in the diet. 4 ounces of a sirloin steak has about 33 grams. 4 ounces of salmon has 30. 4 ounces of chicken has about 26 grams. A cup of cooked lentils has 18 grams. 1 large egg has 6 grams. 2 tablespoons of peanut butter has about 8 grams. Half a cup of cottage cheese has 14. And a cup of yogurt kind of varies a little bit, but about 9 to 18 grams is pretty common for the amount of protein found in a cup of yogurt.
And that probably depends on the yogurt. And we're going to be talking about that.
We are. There's a lot to choose from. You know, you go to the grocery store and you see that big aisle of yogurts. Yes. It's very overwhelming. But I do want to point out, though, that excessive protein intake would be considered more than 2 grams per kilogram. An example would be about 182 grams of protein for a 200-pound person. Now, if the person is overweight or obese, we like to use the adjustable weight. That should be calculated to figure out protein needs. And basically what that is you take a person's ideal body weight based on their height. And I usually look at the higher end of that. And then if a person is overweight or obese, then you take their weight and you subtract it by that ideal body weight. Mm-hmm. And then we multiply it by a percentage. I usually do 32% for women and 36% for men. And then with that number, you're going to add it to your ideal body weight and then divide it by 2.2 to figure out your kilograms, that adjustable weight kilograms. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of numbers.
A lot of calculations.
Yes, a lot of calculations. But you know what? You can Google this. Mm-hmm. You can go on the internet, and a lot of times there's calculators that you can put the information in, and it will tell you what your adjustable body weight is. So easy peasy.
Yes. And I think what's surprising to people is they think they get a lot of protein in their diet.
Yeah.
And if you start paying attention and really monitoring your protein intake, you may not be getting the protein you think you are.
Yeah, it can go either way. Sometimes we don't think we're getting enough and we're getting more than enough. And sometimes people aren't choosing the right foods to get enough. So sometimes it is a good idea just to do like a little food diary to see how you're eating and kind of and see how you're doing.
Yeah, so, I think so too.
Yeah, yeah. But the body cannot store protein. So once you meet your needs, that extra is used as energy or it's stored in fat. So extra calories from any source, whether it's healthy food or not healthy food, will be stored as fat in the body if it's not used up. So extra protein could increase heart disease and tax the kidneys, according to the Mayo Clinic. So we don't think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, we just think the more the merrier when it comes to protein. But there are some health problems that can occur if we have too much and we're not utilizing it. Mm-hmm. So,
and that kind of goes back to, like you said, how active a person is.
Absolutely.
And if you're not, you're probably not one that needs to supplement with these protein shakes. Drinks and shakes.
Right.
Unless you're, you know, really burning those calories.
Absolutely.
And eating that.
And there has been a lot of research lately that shows it is important to have protein at every meal. You know, maybe like 15 to 30 grams per meal is a good goal. And that does help with keeping you feeling full longer. So it's linked to weight loss and it's, you know, helping us maintain that healthy weight. So there are lots of benefits of having protein in the diet, but there's also extremes.
Yeah. And so it's good to mention that. And I do think that's kind of just a good reminder to people too. I mean, sometimes I'm eating like smaller meals throughout the day, but when I do that, I really do like to incorporate a protein and a carb when I'm doing that. Just if it is a little yogurt, if it's string cheese, a hard-boiled egg, just something that's giving me a little bit of protein.
Yeah, protein giving you those nutrients that you need and then also help stick with you.
Right.
So, So as I mentioned before, yogurt is a good source of protein, especially Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is strained more times than regular yogurt, so it makes it higher in protein and lower in carbs, removing some of the whey and lactose. And that's why it's also tolerated a little bit better by people that have lactose intolerance, because it doesn't have as much lactose in it. However, I will say, patients that I've come across, if they are intolerant to lactose, they may not do very well with regular milk, but for some reason they seem to tolerate yogurt and cheese a little bit better because the levels of lactose are a little bit lower. Also, the nice thing about yogurt is it has those healthy bacteria cultures in it that helps it help you digest it a little bit easier.
Right, so, for a healthy gut.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. So there are several types of yogurt available at the grocery store, like we mentioned. It can be very overwhelming to pick one out, but here's just a few tips to help you pick out that healthy yogurt. So absolutely look at the nutrition label. That's a real important thing. I know you were saying earlier, sometimes it's kind of tempting because there are so many sugary ones out there. They're like a dessert, you know, even though we think, oh, it's yogurt, it's healthy. But sometimes they do add a lot of, you know, little candies and a bunch of granola and different things.
Here's a little snack top to put in your yogurt. I said to Christy, depending on, you know, your mood when you go to the grocery store, if you're hungry, those can be tempting. But it can be overwhelming, but surprising if you look at the labels and look at the sugar, which I know you're going to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. That is the main thing to look for in yogurts is the added sugar, not the total sugar, the added sugar, because the total sugar has the lactose in it. Lactose is healthy for us, and that's a sugar, so they have to count that in the total sugar. But it's the added sugar we need to watch for. Now, men aren't supposed to have any more than 36 grams per day, and women no more than 25 per day. And that adds up really fast.
Yeah, it does.
It's amazing where that sugar is found in all of our foods throughout the day. So, you know, when you're picking yogurt, try to pick something that has less of that added sugar. Also the number of ingredients, sometimes less is more, you know, if there's less ingredients found in that yogurt, it's usually a little bit healthier for you. And, you know, if there's a whole bunch of things that you can't pronounce, then that's kind of a bad sign. Mm-hmm. also low fat versus high fat. Now there are options for a higher fat, yogurt. And I know there's a lot of debate over that of whether or not that's healthy, but you know, nutritionally, with the ones that really need more fat in their diet, more saturated fat, are going to be babies and toddlers because they're going through a lot of brain development at that age. So they need more saturated fat in their diet. Mm-hmm. Or it could be somebody that is really having a hard time keeping weight on. That would be another situation that maybe that whole fat dairy product would be a good option for them. But the majority of us, we really don't need that. We should maybe shoot for something that's low fat or non-fat. And then, of course, if you don't tolerate dairy or you're vegan, there are other options out there. There's plant-based yogurts based with like soy or coconut. Just know that those are lower in fat, but they're also lower in calcium. So some of them are fortified with extra calcium. So that's something to look for, too, making sure you're getting some calcium from that. And there's no lactose in those plant-based yogurts. So for a person that's lactose intolerant, that might be a good option. So protein is just one of the benefits of eating yogurt. I'm kind of a yogurt pusher. I think everybody should eat yogurt every day. Sorry.
I love yogurt. And I like the Greek yogurt, but I know some people can't do the texture is a little bit different.
And so, including me. I did not like Greek yogurt for years. I've eaten yogurt for years, but I have really no way am I going to have Greek yogurt because it has that thicker texture and
it's not as smooth.
No.
Yes.
And plain yogurt, I didn't think I'd ever like that, but I have found some ways to include it in my diet. So I'm going to share that in just a minute, but yogurt is a fermented food. So we do hear a lot of things about fermented foods and how healthy those are for us. They contain those live active cultures, those probiotics, probiotics from foods like yogurt and prebiotics from foods that are rich in fiber, like fruits and vegetables and whole grains, that can really nourish your gut bacteria culture. So, which plays a healthy role in our overall health, both physically and mentally. So this year, actually the U.S. FDA announced that it has a qualifying health claim that recognizes the link between regular yogurt consumption and the reduced risk of developing type 2 diabetes, which is huge.
I thought this was huge too.
Yes.
When I saw this, I thought, oh my gosh, now this is really something to share with listeners.
We know how many people out there are developing type 2 diabetes.
Right.
So, yeah, if we can do something to help prevent it, that's great.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, and studies also show frequent yogurt consumption, which equals about 2 cups per week, which is very doable, as a part of a healthy dietary pattern, was associated with less weight gain over time and healthy levels of blood pressure. So, you know, we think about it as we get older, it's so easy to gain weight, but having yogurt in the diet may help, you know, kind of slow that down. So, yogurt is also a good source of calcium. We know we need calcium for bone health. muscle activity, blood clotting, and health heart function. Adults need about 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. One cup of yogurt contains about 180 to 390 milligrams of calcium. Now, again, big range there, but like I said before, the Greek yogurt has actually less calcium in it than regular yogurt does. So, but again, sometimes it's fortified, so you just have to look at the label and see what you're getting. So remember that the body can only absorb, though, about 400 to 500 milligrams at a time. So if you're eating yogurt, that's probably not a good time to take your calcium supplement because you're going to excrete the extra. You're not going to, you know, it's not going to do you any good. So don't waste your money. Separate it. You know, if you're going to take your supplement in the beginning of the day, maybe have your yogurt in the middle of the day or the end of the day. So
really good point to make. Yes.
Yeah. And also eating large amounts of protein and sodium forces our body to actually excrete calcium. So that's something to think about too. What we were talking about, having too much protein in your diet, it can actually work against us and we're getting rid of some of that calcium that we really need. So another reason not to go overboard on really, really high protein diets or high sodium foods. Yogurt isn't easy to include in our meal pattern, you know. I do have a couple recipes here that I've really enjoyed. My daughter, I have to give her credit because she kind of pushed me into trying non-fat Greek yogurt. She was eating a lot of it, and I'm like, okay, I'll try it. So it tastes like sour cream plain, but you can use it as a substitution for sour cream and things. Very easy. It's lower in fat, and it has all those health benefits to it. I know myself, I like to mix the yogurt, the Greek yogurt, with salsa, and I make that into kind of a dressing that I put like on a taco salad, or I dip my quesadilla in it, or, you know, it's a real healthy option than doing a lot of ranch dressing or things like that, a regular sour cream.
That is a great idea. And I have found when I get the plain Greek yogurt too, you know, I might do a little bit of granola, but if I do fresh berries with it,
sweetens it up.
That does sweeten it up, you know, just enough. Either blueberries or raspberries, strawberries, and it gives it just enough because by itself it doesn't have a lot of flavor, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's a couple desserts I'm going to share with you. One is a healthy cherry cheesecake. Who does not like cheesecake?
Right.
I use 2.5 cups of plain non-fat Greek yogurt, and then you just add a box, like a 1 ounce box of the sugar-free cheesecake pudding mix. So you stir that up. Now, I like mine a little more creamy. You can just leave it like that, but I like to add like 1/8 of a cup of skim milk to it to make it a little bit more creamy. And then I divide that into five little containers. And then I add on the top, I use no sugar added cherry pie filling. Now, that's sometimes kind of hard to find, but they do have it here in town at Fairway.
I didn't even know that this was a thing.
I didn't know it existed either, but now I do, and I love it.
Yes. And do you, like, does it taste the same? Do you
Absolutely.
Even notice the difference?
You can't even tell a difference. Now, I know a lot of people are afraid of artificial sweeteners, but believe me, there has been tons and tons of research that shows that they are very, very safe to have. Now, of course, I don't want people to drink a 12-pack of Diet Coke a day. Now, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But I'm saying in a situation like this, this would be a way of reducing your added sugar, you know, picking a product like this. Yes, it has the artificial sugar in it, but you're not getting that added sugar. I just use about 1/4 cup, which is quite a bit, on each one of those little containers. And then I put it in the refrigerator for about 30 minutes. And then you're good to enjoy. It's delicious. And you can't even tell it's plain yogurt.
This is great.
Yeah, and it's only 100 calories and it's 10 grams of protein. So, yeah, easy peasy.
Oh my gosh. Yes,
now,
definitely try that.
I am a chocolate and peanut butter lover. Yeah, you are too.
Right here too.
Yep.
Oh gosh, I am.
Yep. So,
yes. So
this one I have eaten a lot of too. So you take 1/2 cup, and you can just make individual ones of this. 1/2 cup of plain non-fat Greek yogurt. And then I use, like you were saying, sweeten it up a little bit. I use a packet of artificial sweetener. Now I use Sweet and Low. You could use whatever you want, Equals, Stevia, whatever. It doesn't matter what kind you use. But I use a little packet of that. And then I add 1 tablespoon of PB2, or you could use whatever protein powder you would like.
And talk about this, because people may not know about this PB2, but I have it and I use it too.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, it's good. It has a lot less calories and a lot less fat than regular peanut butter. You know, if you're going to use it for peanut butter, there is a texture difference than regular peanut butter. I love peanut butter, so yes, I can tell a difference between that texture. But it does give you that great taste. Mm-hmm. So if you're really trying to cut back on fat and calories, that's a good way to do it. Basically, you take that powder and you just mix water to it to make regular peanut butter. But for these recipes, you don't need to add the water because it has the moisture in it from the yogurt. Mm-hmm. So,
and the thing is, this powder, I have just a little container of it. Yeah. And it is great for smoothies, too.
Absolutely.
Like, and I do love peanut butter.
Yes.
But it is a more healthy way to incorporate
Absolutely.
Peanut butter.
Yeah. Now, I do encourage people to store that PB2 in the refrigerator because you think about nuts do go rancid fast. So that's something I would suggest, storing it in your refrigerator.
I am learning all sorts of things because mine is actually in the cupboard.
Well, there you go. Yes. And then I added 1 tablespoon of sugar-free chocolate chips to it. So you just basically mix that all together, and that gives you about 150 calories and 15 grams of protein. And again, that is really good, especially for an evening snack before you go to bed and you really want to raid the cupboards and get the M&Ms and all those things.
Freezer for some ice cream. Yes.
Absolutely. But, you know, you don't have to use the sugar-free chocolate chips if you don't have them. Again, those are a little bit more expensive. Sometimes they can be hard to find. But, you know, there is differences in the regular chocolate chips than the sugar-free. I've used a couple different brands of the sugar-free ones. One's called Bake Believe. I've gotten that at Walmart. That's a little bit cheaper. There's another one called Lily chocolate chips, and that's sugar-free. There's no added sugar in those. What they do is they use sugar alcohol to give it that sweet taste instead of the added sugar. So, and they actually have more fiber than regular chocolate chips. I know you wouldn't think of adding fiber to your chocolate chips, but it does have 5 grams of fiber for a tablespoon. It's about the same amount of carbs, because I always preach to my diabetic patients, you know, you got to remember that just because it says sugar-free doesn't mean it's carb-free. Well, these actually are identical amounts, 10 grams of carbs for a tablespoon of the sugar-free one or the regular chocolate chips. The fat is about the same, about 4 grams. Calories, the regular chocolate chips have about 20 calories more per tablespoon than the sugar-free ones. So, and the saturated fat is the same, too, in both of them. So, and sodium was about the same. So that was kind of good to know.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, are we coming to a close?
I got a minute before 9 o'clock.
Okay, I'll talk fast then. I was just going to tell you one more recipe if it's okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is a low-fat queso. It is 1/2 cup of fat-free cottage cheese, 2 teaspoons of taco seasoning, 1/4 cup of fat-free or reduced-fat shredded cheese, and 1/4 cup of Rotel. Basically, you just blend that up in whatever you have, a blender or a food processor, and then you put it in a little bowl, microwave it for 1.5 minutes, and you just enjoy it with tortilla chips. And it's only 150 calories, and it's a very big portion for 20 grams of protein.
20 grams of protein is fantastic.
Now, a little side note here, though, there is a lot of sodium in this particular recipe. I will point that out with the taco seasoning and the Rotel and that. And some dairy products, like cottage cheese, have more sodium in it. So if you're watching your sodium level, this may not be for you. So,
very good.
Yeah.
Christy, gosh, I just wish we had more time. Fantastic topic. I thought it was so interesting. I am very much into protein, and I love when you come on and share recipes. And these are all very simple, healthy recipes. Listeners, we're going to share them. We'll have them on our website. We'll have them on our Facebook page, a link there, so that you can get them and try them out at home.
Great.
Thank you so much for being
problem.
On the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, covering the information. Always a delight to have you here, and you share wonderful tips, interesting things, really, that apply to everyone. So, pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. Christy, Lori, thanks very much. We'll do this again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Lori. And thank you, Christy. And that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center.